This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, June 6th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. Today's edition of Ozarks begins in rural Benton County near Siloam Springs. Saturday afternoon, the barbecue grills were at full capacity at the Walker home, burgers and hot dogs being prepared for dozens of visitors to Dale Lee Walker's home. But Dale had only been here a few minutes when the food began to be served. Many of the others had been here for much of the past 80 days, including Jan Skopasek, the executive director of Rebuilding Together of Northwest Arkansas.
This Saturday is the culmination of a very, very special project that we groundbroke on March 16th to provide a new home through our Sears Heroes at Home program for veteran Dale Lee Walker Jr., his wife Regina, and their daughter Jay Lee.
The Walker home had to be rebuilt because on New Year's Eve morning, it was demolished by an F3 tornado. Regina Walker had already left for work, but Lee and his 13-year-old daughter were home when the storm raged through the woods by their old house. Dale rushed to reach his sleeping daughter, but the house exploded and sucked both of them up and tossed them to a field across the street, more than 450 feet away. Jay Lee had a concussion, a broken finger, and some deep cuts. Dale had a broken back and two broken legs. The house was completely wiped from its foundation. Again, Jan Skopasek with Rebuilding Together of Northwest Arkansas.
When we take a look at Lee's service to this country of 22 years, he served in Kosovo, he served in Iraq. He was blessed to come home healthy. And on New Year's Eve morning, that all changed.
Rebuilding Together is an organization that rehabilitates, revitalizes, and in this extreme case, totally rebuilds homes for people in need in Northwest Arkansas. Jan says more than 700 volunteers contributed more than 7,000 hours of work to go from the studs to roof in under 3 months. Dale, Regina, and Jay Lee Walker lost everything in the tornado. As this new home neared completion, the Walkers were kept away from the site and saw their new home for just the first time Saturday. Sitting with friends, neighbors, and strangers on Saturday, Dale could only say it had been an overwhelming morning.
I actually teared up coming down the road. Luckily, we were going slow enough that it dried up before I actually got in the driveway. But it started again when I got in here.
May I have your attention, please? We're ready to get started.
After the meal, volunteers and others moved under tents near the just-finished house for an official presentation of the home to the Walkers. The Arkansas National Guard presented colors and raised an American flag on the family's new front yard flagpole. Prayers were offered and stories told about the 10-week effort to completely rebuild the house. The tornado didn't just rip the old house from its foundation, but it deposited the family's belongings across a wide swath of land, many of those items lost forever. Dale's medals and commendations from his service in the National Guard were included in those lost items. Saturday, replacement medals were presented.
During Staff Sergeant Walker's 22-plus years of honorable service with the Arkansas Army National Guard, he received the following awards and decorations. The Meritorious Service Medal, Army Commendation Medal with one Oak Leaf Cluster, Army Good Conduct Medal.
During his 22 years in the Guard, Dale served in Desert Storm, Kosovo, and Kuwait. He also served as Border Patrol in Arizona and helped with the cleanup of North Arkansas after the 2009 ice storm. His veteran status helped attract a partner to this project, the Heroes at Home program, sponsored by the retailer Sears to help renovate homes of veterans. The Walker home was the first in the country to receive the studs to roof treatment. Gary Officer, the president and CEO of Rebuilding Together's national office, was at Saturday's dedication.
My office gave Northwest Arkansas fairly at $75,000. They even went out there and spoke to electricians, to roofers, to builders, to siders, to kitchen folks, and did all the work with that budget. But also they got more than that. They got relationships that they can extend over time to help others in need in this community.
During his 22 years in the Guard, Dale served in Desert Storm, Kosovo, and Kuwait. He also served as Border Patrol in Arizona and helped with the cleanup of North Arkansas after the 2009 ice storm. His veteran status helped attract a partner to this project, the Heroes at Home program, sponsored by the retailer Sears to help renovate homes of veterans. The Walker home was the first in the country to receive the studs to roof treatment. Gary Officer, the president and CEO of Rebuilding Together's national office, was at Saturday's dedication.
One of the great value of our democracy is that we have a phenomena called volunteerism. And I've lived in several countries in Europe, and there's no country I've experienced that is able to mobilize so many good people who are willing to give their time, their effort, their resources to a cause. And this project to me exemplifies that spirit of volunteerism that is so essential to our democracy. And this community, to me, exemplifies that.
And all the paperwork is in, and I'm here today to, on behalf of Benton County and the Benton County Planning and Inspection, Building Inspection Department, to present the certificate of occupancy to the Walker family, Regina and daughter Kaylee, the certificate of occupancy for your new building, your new home.
Saturday, with temperatures in the low 90s and not even a shadow of a cloud overhead, the Walker family began living in their new home just 5 months after the previous one had been carried away. Dale Walker, still using crutches and scheduled for another surgery, was quietly amazed at what had happened since December 31st.
God has blessed us since New Year's Eve. I mean, my first blessing was to know that my stepdaughter got up and she basically walked out of it. She had a concussion. She had a fractured fingertip and a lot of road rash, but she basically walked away. And that was my first blessing. We've been blessed ever since.
Dale Lee Walker speaking Saturday at the dedication of his new home built by volunteers, Rebuilding Together of Northwest Arkansas, and Heroes at Home. This is Ozarks at Large.